doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Logan, welcome everybody. Let's do some gardening talking here on Earth Day weekend. We'll talk about Earth Day and my ideas on it and what it is about and what it should be all about. Whatever you'd like to discuss, questions about gardening or landscaping, if you have some pest problems, want to talk about some composting issues, whatever's on your mind, environmental issues, those are fine too. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, as Logan said. This hour, we'll work in some in Howard's garden. We've got a new contest picture up. It's interesting. I'll give you a clue. I'll make it give you a clue right off the bat this time. It is a plant that's considered a herb or herb, as people that like to use Cockney accents say. It is not in the... We don't have a good entry on the website right now, and it's one of those things that is a nice little side benefit as we go through these contest questions, because I'm running into plants that I haven't covered as well as I should. I have covered it in the herb book very well, and in probably in some of the other books too, and I may be able to even start working on that during the breaks today and get a good listing up for you, a good entry up in the website. Website is dirtdoctor.com. You go there and want to look up something, you can use the search button at the top of the page works really well now. Or you can go to the listing that just in alphabetical order, the index that's below that when you click on library topics. So if you have an interest in a plant or an insect or a product or whatever, you go there and find it in alphabetical order. And if you run into something that's not covered well enough, let us know. And we appreciate that. And we're continuing to add to the website and make it better as fast as we can. It's very deep now. There's a lot of information there, but it needs to get better all the time. My tea is a little unusual but good this morning because I added an ingredient I've never added. It's lemon verbena, honey, and apple cider vinegar, and just a little bit of a commercial herb tea that I like real well. But I added tart cherry to it. Judy and I drink tart cherry, been experimenting with it at night, and I've taken it in the morning for a long time. Supposed to have a lot of benefits, even to help sleeping. So if you haven't tried tart cherry, you might want to in general. And being part of the tea, it makes a nice red color to the tea, for one thing. And it tastes good. SPCA report, bad news to start with. We've got two dogs we haven't helped yet from previous features, China and Big N. And they're really cool looking. Their pictures are on our website, of course. You go to the SPCA button there right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And today's dog is a good-looking dude. His name is Bart. He's 3 years old, black and white collie mix, 60 pounds. It says a lot of good things about him. He's really energetic, really fun. He apparently had a little bit of a tough life before ending up at the SPCA. He's one of the volunteers, their favorites, and really gets along with everybody well. Says can be a little bit energetic, and so if you have another dog, especially a big one, it would be good to bring the dog into the SPCA, see how well they get along together. This is the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in just outside of downtown Dallas, and those of you around the country, we hope you help and support the rescue organizations that you have in your area. We've had pretty good luck with the dogs in the past, but that's two that we've missed helping. So check them out and be a good weekend for you to ease down there and meet Bart. Like I said, the contest picture is up. I think it'll be a fairly easy one for you to get. A lot of people have seen it. It may be a little trickier than I thought. A lot of people have seen this plant and don't necessarily know what it is, I would suspect. So I've used it a lot. It pops up by itself here and there, and I tend to encourage people to leave it on the site. If you plant a whole lot of them, it can be a little bit of an issue because it eventually gets pretty big. So check it out. Where it is on dirtdoctor.com, and those windows, those photographs will change. Some of them explain our course. And by the way, that's if you guess, if you're the first to identify the contest picture, you win one of our natural organic certification courses. It's an online course teaching the natural organic program that I do, 15 chapters that you go through and take a test on one at a time. And when you get through all 15, receive certification from Texas Organic Research Center.org, which is the nonprofit organization that we are involved with. The SPCA report, by the way, is sponsored by ESPOMA. ESPOMA is something really important because as I talk to people around the country about this natural organic approach, the biggest frustration, the most common question that I get relates to, okay, smart guy, this sounds great, but where do I get this stuff? Well, the ESPOMA company have really helped us with this because of the products that they make, organic fertilizers and amendments and pest control products and all kinds of good things are available all over the country. And they're available in hardware stores, garden centers, feed stores, and a lot of different places. And we really appreciate them helping us. ESPOMA's ESPOMA, excellent products. I had fun yesterday at the Herd Museum in McKinney, Texas. They had a plant sale, and it's going again today. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you've got time, you might want to ease by there. They sold a lot of stuff the last 2 days. They had really good turnout. We met a lot of people. Some of the listeners came by, and some new people came by that are just getting into organics. And they sold a few books, a fundraising effort, and we signed some books and had some good visits there. What is probably the most important thing to tell you is that one of the plants that I've recommended a lot in my talks, my lectures around the country, there's two plants that I talk about no matter what my main subject is, and one of them is almond verbena because of its fantastic fragrance and its attraction of beneficial insects, and the other one is white mist flower. I've called it white Greg's mist flower before, too, because it's very similar. It's probably more accurately just referred to as white mist flower. And it blooms now. The ones they had there, they've got some, was my point. They had a nice selection of them, and quite a few of them sold yesterday. So you may or when you get there, they may or may not still have some, but it is a plant that in the past has been very hard to find. So if you want to go see the Herd, which I recommend anyway, and maybe pick up some of the white mist flower, it blooms the heaviest in later summer and the fall. So the combination of those two plants is pretty powerful. Other appearances that I'm going to be involved with, the circuit of Mother Earth News Fairs begins in a few weeks, May the 6th, not too far away. That's my next appearance. It's in Asheville, North Carolina. And I'll be doing the two talks that we've set up now. One of them will be about the natural organic pest control, which has become very popular. And then I'm introducing my new one that's a specific talk, too, that's specific about trees. It's going to be about tree planting, tree management, and taking care of specific tree problems. And, of course, I'll talk a lot with photographs and explanation about this most important thing of the sick tree treatment, the exposure of the root flare or trunk flare. Trunk flare is actually probably a better term, but root flare started being used a long time ago and is really stuck. The flare is that beautiful base of trees that are exposed properly. When the trunk of the tree is coming straight out of the ground like a telephone pole, tree's too deep in the ground, and it leads to all kinds of stress-related problems. So this sick tree treatment that we've come up with is the overall program. The most important part of it is the exposure of the flare, and we'll be talking about that and finishing with the fabulous trees of the world, which I'm looking forward to doing. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 86. We got listeners holding, so I'll go to the phones pretty quick right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, I'm going to go to the phones straight away, like I promised, but two quick things here first. One is our newsletter. It's right on the – you sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The latest one was about owls. And it was kind of a fun one to do. And the next one that we're doing that I'm halfway through is on bats. I've gotten in touch with somebody I hadn't talked to in a long time, Amanda Lawler of Bat World. Used to be in Mineral Wells, now in Weatherford. And she's sent me some photographs and some information. And we're going to do a newsletter in general about bats, and just bats are in the news. There's one species of bat that's in trouble, is dying out, kind of like the honeybees. And so it's an important topic from a couple of different standpoints. And then sometime soon we'll have her on the show, but that'll be the next newsletter, unless I change my mind, unless something else comes up that I need to do first before the bats. But it'll be soon, if not in this next one. To sign up, you just, like I said, go to dirtdoctor.com, and it's free, and jump on board. The other thing I want to mention quickly, and we'll probably talk about it more, and if you want to discuss it with me, that's fine too, is Earth Day. Earth Day, I don't know, officially was yesterday, I guess. This weekend is Earth Day weekend. There's a lot of conversation. A lot of people have been involved from a whole bunch of different standpoints. But a lot of it tends to be about recycling and clean water and respecting wildlife and, you know, the, quote, leave no trace and things like that for, you know, naturalists and all. And that's all wonderful. It's all good stuff and everything. But it's something that I need to really harp on more than I do, that the single most important thing related to Earth Day, and some of these Earth Day events have nothing, almost nothing to do with this, the single most important part of Earth Day should be going organic. There is nothing that comes close to having the impact that the natural organic program has, because if, you know, we could get the whole world to do it, you would eliminate the things that contaminate the soil and contaminate the water and contaminate the air. The main things that do that contamination don't really get that much coverage. One of the reasons is that the people that sell all that stuff are extremely powerful, extremely big, lots and lots of money. And so there's the status quo is there rather than this natural organic program that we recommend. And the reason that we recommend it, and it's one of the main themes, that threads that runs through all of my lectures and the things I write and everything else, is that the program that we teach works better in every way, including from a financial standpoint And a big part of that is the water savings that results from going the natural, organic way. And we can talk more about that. If you disagree with it, that's fine. If you agree with it, if you have related points, that's cool too. But right now, Jim in Saginaw, Texas, is with the Dirt Doctor. Hey, Jim.
Howdy, sir.
What's up?
Question.
Okay.
How soon can I put down nematodes after using the dredge, the mound dredge?
About 20 seconds.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's no problem. You're talking about the Garrett juice mixture as a drench?
Yes, sir.
And then put, there's nothing toxic at all. In fact, the microbes would probably like that. If you added orange oil to the Garrett juice mixture as a pest control, you know, trying to kill something, and that orange oil hit the nematodes directly, probably do a little damage. But the Garrett juice mixture itself wouldn't hurt at all. You might want to wait a little while, but it doesn't really justify any big wait at all, Jim.
Now, the drench has got a little orange oil in it, doesn't it?
You're talking about the mound drench?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a good point. The mound drench, if you drench the fire ant mounds with it, I was just thinking drench from a beneficial standpoint, but if you're drenching to kill fire ants and it has orange oil in it, that orange oil will complex in the soil pretty quickly. But in that case, you might want to wait an hour or two in between. But still, you don't need to wait a day or 2 days or anything like that. The organic materials across the board that we recommend, there's kind of a good news, bad news thing about that, that they complex and tie up pretty quickly. And we like that in some cases, and in other cases, you know, we don't get the effect on trying to kill something that we may be trying to do. So just wait an hour or two, and I don't think it'd be a problem at all.
Okay. The problem is I didn't get the nematodes down before I put the garden in. Now I got fire ants in the garden.
Well, I tell you what I'd do first if I were you. I'd put down dry molasses first, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That'll probably take care of the fire ants by itself. And then if you have individual mounds, you can drench them. And if you do go that route, you can go ahead and put the beneficial nematodes down as soon as you want to with the dry molasses, and then just use the drench for problem spots, problem areas, or individual problem mounds that pop up. That'd be a better way to go.
Okay. And the second question is, I'm going ahead and taking out the Bradford pear that's in front of my house, and the crepe myrtle has come out about, probably 20% of what it should, about a 20-foot crepe myrtle.
Okay.
If I go ahead and feed it with some of the Garrett juice, and next spring or next fall, cut back the branches. Go ahead and sprout back out, because I don't want to take. There's a 3-inch trunk, three-inch trunks.
Yeah, in that case, cutting back might help some, but be sure and do the whole sick tree treatment operation, you know, exposing the flare and the rest of the treatment as well.
Flares out there. That's the biggest. That's okay. One of the problems I got. The flares out there, everything keeps sprouting from those areas.
Okay. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Well, I would have been back sooner, but I tripped over my computer cable getting back to the microphone. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Kathy is next up, Houston, Texas. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I have a tree that's about 10 feet away from my house that the builder left on the property when they built the house 14 years ago. And we have discovered, as we lost a lot of our lawn this year, that we have low spots right in front of the tree, and there's a gutter coming off of the house that discharges the water right in line with that tree. The water stands in these low spots about an inch while it's raining and all that water is coming off the house.
Mm-hmm.
We have very little room to do any regrading right there. I can fill in the low spot, but it still is going to be pretty level from the house out to the tree. And I'm wondering what my options are to try to fix the drainage problem. I'd like to get rid of the tree. It's too close to the house, but my husband wants it.
He doesn't agree with that, huh? What kind of trees are they, Kathy?
I think he said it's a hickory tree.
Hickory, really? Okay. They can take moist soil, but staying wet too much is going to be a problem for the trees as well. There's a couple of ways to go. One of them you have indicated is going to be a little bit of a problem, and that's re-grading the surface. And you say that you don't have the fall to be able to do that?
Not between the tree and the house. On the other side of the tree, toward the street, we've got a good slope.
Oh, okay. Well, that's option number one, is just to take soil off of that side so it's lower than at the flare at the base of the tree, so it surface drains away. And that'd be better for your house, quite frankly, also. The second thing you can do if regrading it is going to be too big of a project and going to knock out the lawn and you have to redo it and all that stuff, a probably less intrusive way to go for the overall landscape would be to dig a ditch, have a contractor or do it yourself, rent a ditching machine, an air spade is the best way to dig a ditch because you can dig a ditch with an air spade and go down into the roots of trees, and it won't hurt the roots of the trees.
Right.
And you just work around. You dig this ditch from the base of the tree out to a lower point, whether it's at the curb or just a lower point on the site, and then fill that ditch with gravel. You can put a perforated PVC pipe in it if you want to make it drain faster, but it's really not necessary for this kind of a drainage solution. The gravel you put in the ditch needs to be a angular gravel, not round, you know, pebble-type gravel. In other words, crushed limestone rock or some kind of crushed gravel is best.
Okay.
And a fairly big size, you know, 1 inch or a little bit bigger. And you literally fill the ditch with gravel all the way to the surface of the soil so it functions as not only a drain line going out to a lower point, but also as an inlet. Water can go in it all along the ditch. And if you're going through turf, we'll be going through a turf area if we did this.
Right.
Yeah, you just stop a little bit short of the surface, put a little bit of compost or a little bit of soil right on the top of the gravel, and that'll let the grass grow back over the top of the drain ditch, drain line that you've put in, and it works really beautifully and very low cost.
Okay, so when you do this ditch and you've dug down through the roots and you put the gravel in, do you not end up getting too much water in the ditch still?
No, if you take the ditch down to a lower point on the site, and if water stays down in the ditch, that it really doesn't hurt anything.
Okay.
But if you take it all the way to a point where there's enough fall for it to daylight and come out at the end, there's not even going to be any staying in the ditch.
Okay, sounds good.
We've got one of my books. In fact, I was going to mention my big book, The Texas Gardening the Natural Way. It covers some of that stuff pretty well along with – it's a kind of a compilation of all my books, so you might want to look at that too.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Let's see who's next up. San Antonio, Thomas checking in. Hey, Thomas.
Hello, Howard.
What's up?
I'm an all-time listener. I enjoy your segment over here with Bob on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We've been doing that for quite a number of years.
Well, I've got kind of a have you ever heard of a doctor by the name of Gundry, Stephen Gundry?
No, I saw that, and I was going to do a quick search and look it up before I talk to you, and I have not had time to do that yet.
Kind of blew my mind when I got into this guy. He's got tremendous credentials. He's a heart surgeon, a pediatric heart surgeon, and this guy claims these lectins, which plants put out to protect the plant, the seed, to keep insects from eating them and birds, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that they're very detrimental to human consumption. And are you familiar with that?
No, not really. Yeah, that's his specialty. Is that subject?
Anyway, this guy claims, and any claim that can prove it, that especially your nightshade, like tomatoes, eggplants, potatoes, all the grains, just about, no beans. I mean, you just, heck, you can hardly eat anything. I mean, you know, in this part of the country, rice and rice, forget it. No rice, no beans, because these lectins have, what they do, when they get into your stomach, they penetrate the stomach wall and go right into your bloodstream. And that's like, he says, like little pieces of manure going right into your bloodstream. That's he's claiming that that's caused a lot of the sickness in, you know, in the world, in the country, and especially with your autoimmune diseases. So,
well, I've cut back on my diet on grains tremendously, and some of the things you're talking about, but beans I still eat a lot of, so that may be something I need to look into more. It might be part of my blood issues I've had in the past.
Well, the thing about beans, now, you can eat beans if you wash them, when you soak them.
Cook them properly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soak them, wash them, and when you soak them in baking soda, and then but then you got to cook them in a pressure cooker.
Really cook them more than most people do.
But I thought of you and the way your mind works. So I thought, you know, I got to tell this guy.
Yeah, I need to get some more information. I assume he's got some books. His name's Stephen Gunthrie.
Gunthrie, G-U-N-D-R. He's got a real good website.
G-U-N-D-E-R-Y? Is that right?
Excuse me?
How do you spell it? G-U-N-D-U-R-Y?
No, G-U-N-D-R-Y. Stephen. Yeah. Stephen Gundry.
Gundry, okay.
He's all over the web. I mean, you can't miss him.
I'll look into it. I appreciate it. It's a good tip for everybody.
But I thought about you right away. I thought I got to talk to her about this guy.
Thanks, Thomas. I'll look into it for sure.
Well, thanks for your time.
All righty. Bye. Okay. I'm about to be flying in a couple of places, and I need to get a new book. I'm about to finish one that I'm reading, so I'm trying to look into that. There's he was mentioning the nightshade just being a problem there. I've talked about that and written a newsletter about it in the past, that people with arthritis shouldn't. There's a book a doctor wrote a long time ago, probably 40, 50 years ago, I guess, that nightshades, tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, eggplant, all the nightshade type things, and other kind of closely related things like I mentioned, shouldn't be eaten by people who have arthritic issues. And we've had some listeners try it, bought the book and tried it, and apparently it works on certain kinds of arthritis and other kinds it does not work on. It's very difficult to eliminate all nightshades from your diet, even if you try to, because if you eat out, if you eat at other people's houses, the amount of, you know, paprika and just various kinds of seasonings and everything that are in so many meals and so many foods is extremely hard to get away from. But there does seem to be something about it. If you want more information about it, it's on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and do a search in the library for the nightshade problems or nightshade book, and it'll pop up for you. I'll double check that and tell you exactly where it is after the next break. Well, let's see what Kevin is up to, Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Howard. Hey, I've got a huge henbit problem.
All right. What's the problem? You just don't like henbit?
Well, I know it's taken over a huge patch of my lawn, and I want to know how to get rid of it naturally, because I've got three little Dachshunds, and they're in the ground, and I don't, you know, run around the ground real close, and I don't want to put any chemicals down.
No, you don't need to with henbit. Henbit's pretty easy to get rid of, Kevin. The first thing you understand is it is a herb. It is a herb that has some uses, so again, might look at that angle. But the other thing is, if you'll just take your lawnmower out and set it on a height that's just above the grass or just barely into the grass and mow, the henbit grows taller than the grass, and you just buzz it off and you do away with it mechanically. The other thing you can do, that is one of the so-called weeds that's very easy to get rid of with the organic herbicide called Agrolon crabgrass killer.
Okay.
And that's that's a product that's baking soda and cinnamon. Cinnamon's actually the active ingredient. And you wet the area, you dust this stuff on, and it'll kill the henbit and won't hurt your grass. Now, you're in Illinois, so you probably have fescue or bent grass or a combination or bluegrass. It is more effective and less damaging to the turf on our southern grasses than it is on your cool season grasses. You see what I mean? So you need to use it in some areas that are small, maybe cut the rate back just a little bit and experiment with it. It'll work, but you don't want to use it so heavy that you burn your cool season grasses too.
Well, where the henbit is now, it's pretty much killed off my grass. If I was to get rid of the henbit, there's nothing left in there.
Okay, well, you're going to have to replant something after you do it, but the product can be used as heavy as you want in that situation, and it'll kill the henbit out.
Yeah, I just need to get rid of that so I can put more grass in there to keep it from coming back.
You might try first just scalping it down. If that doesn't work, the Agrilon crabgrass killer will take care of it.
Agrilon, that's what I'll find out.
All right,
sir. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your
call. Have a good day.
All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. While we reload the lines, I'll catch up on some stuff I need to talk about. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
DRAM is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some DRAM color in your garden this season. DRAM, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit DRAM on Facebook or at DRAM.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got an open line or two for you, so jump on here as you feel like it at 866-444-3478. Let me take a little time to catch up on a few things here. Fertilizing, a lot of questions about that coming in. And basically the first thing I always tell people is that organic fertilizing can be done any month of the year. So you're not in trouble if you've missed the first fertilization. For a lot of people, it's almost time for the second of the using organic techniques. We do the first major fertilization after the first of the year, sometimes January, sometimes February. But if you don't do it until now, it's not the end of the world. The people pushing synthetic fertilizers will tell you to wait till now and things are growing. We don't do that because we're fertilizing the soil. We're fertilizing the microbes in the soil and trying to build the health of the soil. So we start earlier. But if you are just hearing about this program that we recommend and want to start now, there's no problem with that at all. For those of you that have fertilized in January or February, we normally say the next one, ideal time is early June. But again, you can literally fertilize any month of the year. I was talking to somebody yesterday, one of my golf buddies that's using a company to spray liquid organic products, and they're doing 12 a year, which is more than I do myself, you know, for my own property. So that's, you can do it. It's just a matter a lot of times of time, availability, and what your budget is and that kind of thing. We have the Ideal Basic Organic Program on the website on dirtdoctor.com under guides, the button on the homepage. But it's very flexible. The main thing is to not do anything that hurts, not put out synthetic fertilizers and high nitrogen fertilizers and pre-emergent things and herbicides that hurt the life in the soil. The secret to the whole thing is every application you make, you ask the question, you run the question through this thought model. If I apply this product or this technique, will I help or hurt the life in the soil? The earthworms, the microbes, the roots of plants, the hair roots, the mycorrhizal fungi. And if you use that simple model, thought process, to make your decisions, you know, there's a lot of different brand names and a lot of different timing ways to go and all that. You're going to have good luck. The other thing I was going to tell you about, it's an in Howard's Garden deal. Well, there's one more thing on fertilizing, too. You'll hear people say not to use products that have phosphorus in the products. That is nitwit recommendations. There is phosphorus in the soil, but the phosphorus is tied up. We've written huge amounts of material about this. It's on the website. It's in all of our books. Malcolm Beck and I have written about it and talked about it for a long time. Using a nitrogen-only fertilizer or one that has very, very little phosphorus in it is not part of an organic program. Even if your soil has a whole lot of phosphorus, in most cases, that whole lot of phosphorus, especially here in Texas, was created by the people recommending synthetic fertilizers, recommending products that had a phosphorus source, triple superphosphate, what it's called, that actually causes chemical tie-ups in the soil and creates the phosphorus to build up. You keep putting phosphorus out, and it's not available to plants. It builds up and builds up with the organic program, and it's one of the reasons why we have success early on in organic programs with the organic fertilizers, with the microbe stimulators that we use, the sugars, the compost teas, the Garrett juice mixtures and all that. We start releasing tied up materials that are in the soil and making them available. But all of the organic things that I recommend have reasonable amounts of phosphorus in them that are buffered and are available in the meantime before the tied up stuff starts being released. So people that tell you there's too much phosphorus in the soil, don't use any phosphorus, don't listen to them at all. The other thing in Howard's garden that I've been doing, I've been actually fertilizing my bamboo and encouraging it. And one of the most common questions we get is, how do you control this huge weed called bamboo? Well, I've been dealing with it for 30-something years. We have acres and acres of bamboo behind our house. And I've taught all the people, you know, living near us how to do the same thing. Well, in fertilizing it, what I'm doing is I'm encouraging it to be more aggressive and grow and stabilize a big, huge slope and erosion problem that we used to have. We don't have it anymore because the bamboo has solved the problem. But the bamboo canes that are coming out of the ground are gigantic this year because of what I've done. And the way you manage that and keep it from moving on in your property is, as it comes out of the ground, and sometimes it'll grow a foot or 2 feet a day or more in some cases, I take a mattock or an adze. It's a looks like a hatchet, length of a hatchet, but it's the shape of a mattock or a hoe, and I've slammed down on it and cut the shoot out, and I feel around as I'm doing that where the rhizome is, and I sever that rhizome, and it stops the growth. And if you do that all over where it's popping up, you eliminate the approach of the bamboo very effectively. And I use the same thing on other little trees that are growing up and weeds that you want to get rid of. You do it one time, you don't have to mix up some sprayer, organic or chemical, which we don't recommend at all, but you eliminate the plant with one little whack and go on and do something else in your garden. We'll talk more about that, and we'll visit with a guest right after this. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. Back after this break.